I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. And I'd like to call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just are again amazed at the great God that you are. I want to thank you for the many blessings you pour out upon us that sometimes we don't realize. Thank you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon a cross for us. And we pray, Lord, you'd help us to share it with others as we should. We thank you for wisdom that we know you're going to give us today. And we request that you would bring that to us, that you just help us to make decisions be pleasing to you. We pray for those, dear Lord, that might be in harm's way, that maybe need your healing hand, maybe just need your comforting hand, Lord. We just pray that you be with all those. Again, we want to pray that you watch over us and just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name.
Amen. I'd like to call on Mr. Strahan to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any commission remarks before we open the formal agenda?
Yeah, I'm going to start a process of may not be weekly, but last week I was bragging on our road and bridge department and the sheriff's department on what a good job they did in the bad storm and the extra work that they went to. The safety issues that are involved there. I want to talk about our people that work inside the courthouse and the janitorial department, the hard work that they had to put in as far as keeping the sidewalks, absolutely the inside of this building. When I come in at 7 o'clock here of a morning and those people are down, working this, keeping the outside clean and everything. I'm going to make acknowledgement of department heads, elected officials, and others that go the extra mile to keep the courthouse in function.
Appreciate that. Any other comments? Accounts payable?
Do we need to make note of the line item or just?
Rick, in prelim this morning, we went through accounts payable. The council that's paid through this budget, apparently we've created a line. We would like to, and that's all right that we paid it, the 1 month out of that, we'd like to pay that out of professional services out of other expense. Okay, will that work?
I'll just change the line with you. Combine the two. There's what is involved with that line.
Okay, under 114, because we don't have it in that budget. That's the only question.
Oh, Ron, I would prefer to go into that budget. The budget will go over, but it won't
go over if we don't pay it out of it.
Well, to get a true realistic accounting for what's going on, I'd like to see everybody so you know what that budget stands for.
Appreciate it, except we did not include that person in the budget, and the commission would prefer to pay it out of professional services.
It's not good accounting. I'd be glad to do it, but it's not good accounting. We should be keeping track of what we spend in juvenile.
Well, should we, in fact, be taking all the benefits out of each individual budget? Should we do Social Security? Should we do workers' comp benefits? Should we do withholdings out of each individual budget so that we can track?
If we didn't have separate benefits, yes, that would be fantastic, and we could set it up that way if you wanted to. But this is a true expense to that department. And I'll do it your way if you want me to. I just feel like it would be cleaner. You'll know what you spent on juvenile next year. This budget goes over, those budgets go over almost every year.
We understand, but let me, we haven't had a discussion, and I apologize. We just attended a conference
county commissioners. This is one of the topics of that conference that was well received. The court state administrator was there, and we are going to track this for a special purpose outside of the budget because we didn't budget for it, and we have not been directed, but we were advised as a state association to do certain things. And
you won't put in a separate line someplace and state you can group in with professional services, so we track it even closer.
In 114, there is a line that says professional services. This is an attorney, and we can treat it as professional services. And we can, I would not hesitate for a second, be able to run a total on that at any time for that particular person, right?
Yes, you can. But I was going to say, if you wanted a separate, I could put a separate in 114 also.
No, we didn't set it up within the budget.
I know. That budget changes. It's not something that's set in stone, wrong. We can change it if we want to. But if you wanted to, then that's fine. I just was offering it so you could do that if you wanted to.
And I appreciate that. If it doesn't, unless you all disagree, I mean, it's pretty simple to put it under 114 professional services.
But
can you add a line item in the middle of the year?
Sure.
So it's not against budgetary statutes.
The statutes say that we don't want to go over any funds yet. We're going to spend what's budget. But the general county revenue fund, we have a big contingency in there. We have.
I'm not worried about going over. I'm just worried about can you legally add a new line item in the middle of the year for budget.
Because of the discussions that's going to be held in the future on this same issue, I think that that a line item for that out of professional services might not be a bad idea, because there's this is going to be brought up. It's going to be brought up at every commissioner's meeting that we have for a while, because people throughout the state are having problems with the new Supreme Court rulings, and so I wouldn't care to see it in a professional services line with it.
Professional services for you now. It's up to you guys. We can do whatever you want.
We approved a budget at the beginning of the year. So if I'm a citizen that has a budget in my hand, you say that that's subject to change through the year, so we create as many line items as we want, as long as we stay under what the overall expenditure is at the end of the year. And the purpose of doing a budget and having public hearings is to advise the public on where we're going to be spending our funds and what we're going to be spending them for.
I agree with you, but I think that the public understands, and I know that it's if we, for some reason, some department has somebody retired that we didn't know about, most likely we're going to replace them. When we replace them, I have to have a new line. So we build new lines all the time.
For personnel.
For personnel, for other things. You know, if there's something that comes up, something that comes up that we haven't spent before that makes sense that we need to track that, mm-hmm. if something needs to happen, we build a new line.
And where will the money come from to pay for that expenditure that you write into the budget?
Where would the money come from? Well, the money comes from general county revenue.
Yes. Specifically, where would the money come from within general county revenue?
Well,
in general,
specific as you get, general county revenue is specific. If you want to know where the expense is placed, that's what we're tracking, is expense, not the money coming in. Money's coming in. You know, I can't say it's sales tax. I can't say it's recorder's fees. Those are the things that
Well, my druthers are, as I told you, that we take it out of professional services. If these gentlemen want to create a new line within the budget, that's fine.
Whichever is, just let me know what you want. If you guys want to talk about it and then get back with me, that'd be fine. If you want to tell me now, you're fine.
Danny, what were you saying? Keep it in professional services, but add a line item under that with that name?
That was for tracking purposes because of the discussions that took place.
In the Mass90 system that we have, as soon as he entered this person's name, it tracks. So for 4 months down the road,
You push a button and it will tell you what that cumulative cost was for that individual. It tracks it automatically. If we have 10 individuals, it will track each one of them individually. The system that we have, the accounting system, is set up to do that. If we want to know how much a line item within the sheriff's budget or the county clerk's office is, I mean, it's not as simple as pushing a button, but you do that and it'll tell you exactly what the expenditure was for any given line item that's there.
Now, what you're saying is, I think we're saying the same thing, except...
I think we're spending a lot of time on this, and it's...
I can tell you, when I worked for an accountant, that was our deal. We had to track every dime. We couldn't just put it under a big title. You had to track exactly where it was going. So that you could
excuse me, Donna, doesn't our mass dining system do that?
Yeah, so you have to create a line to do it. If you want to identify what the expense is, you have to create a line number for it.
Thank you.
You guys can
just let us know. Got a motion to approve accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 338532 through 338596 and a warrant 5931.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve checks number 338532 through 338596 and warrant number 5931. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Receipt, acceptance, and approval of the county's financial statement. Could you explain for the public's benefit what the county has before it?
Yes. It's a financial statement. We're required to show the ending balance from the prior year, the current balance as of January 1, 2014, the revenues and the expenditures. We also have to show a levy if we have one, which we do not, and our indebtedness. And that's what this report is. It is put together by myself and Rick Finley. We use Mass 90, the county's accounting program, and pull various reports to put the information together. And if you want to look at any of the supporting documents, I have all of the supporting documents here. The delinquent tax amounts are also on there. That information is provided by Sheila Wyatt, our county collector. So that shows you what taxes are delinquent as of the report. We get our indebtedness from the bonding companies, and then also we check our accounting process to make sure that we agree with that. And then I have the sheets from the general ledger and various reports that were created.
would accept a motion to approve Taney County financial statement for the year of 2013.
Did you say 2014?
13.
I have the wrong year on the top, Brandon. I'll get that changed.
Do we want to change it first and then?
Well, I'll bring it back to you for signature, but whatever you want to do.
Why sign something that's wrong?
Well, I agree.
Let's stand in recess for 5 minutes.